How's it? My name is Lassetti. I'm a tour leader with Explore. Come on, let me show you something. Oh, careful. Can you see it?
Oh, trust me. It can see you.
There, between the trees.
It's not every day you get to see a rhino on a walk. I guess not everyone is taken to the right places. But you will be, if you explore. For global adventures, search explore.co.uk and don't just travel. Explore.
Hey there, and welcome to my Saturday mini-sode. I know that weekends can often be quite difficult when you're single and you don't have kids. So I wanted to do a very short episode every Saturday morning, just so that you can listen to someone first thing on a Saturday who totally gets it, who totally has your back, and who knows that weekends can still be awesome, even more so, when you're on your own. I'm going to be talking about all sorts of things, from my general wonderings to my words of wisdom about life. Take the word wisdom with a huge pinch of salt. To stuff that I'm currently obsessed with, whether that be books or music or podcasts. Whatever it is, I really hope that you guys will enjoy it. So, without further ado, here we go. Well, hey there, and welcome back to my Saturday mini-sode. I wanted to talk this week about why we give up so easily and why we shouldn't. And more specifically, why we give up so easily when it comes to practices that we know in our heads are going to make us feel better in some way or are going to get us a result in time. But we just give up before we've even given them a chance. And I think this is really something worth thinking about because so many of the good things in life require consistency over time. And for the purposes of this mini-sode, I'm thinking in the context of self-development, although of course it goes for everything. But I do think that sometimes we have more of a barrier when it comes to mindfulness practices and that kind of thing. It's almost as if people just don't have the patience for, you know, so-called mindfulness practices like meditation or journaling or whatever it is. I think people's resistance to those kinds of things can be, you know, more than with other things. So I feel as though we have got way too accustomed to living in a world where we have instant access to so many things. And, you know, the way that we can kind of find something out in 2 seconds just by Googling it, and even way that programs like, you know, Pop Idol, does that even still exist, by the way? I don't actually know if it does. But things like that can, you know, they can result in sort of overnight success. And I feel like we've all forgotten that success in anything takes time. And that's just the way it is. But because of what we're constantly seeing, you know, on social media and places like that, we forget that there is a process and there needs to be a lapse of time between starting something and getting the result that we're looking for. Also, I think we have far too much choice in some ways. And while of course it's amazing to have choices, it's all too easy to sort of flit from one thing to the next rather than really nailing it with one thing in particular. And another thing I think is that we sometimes feel as though we need external validation for things, when in actual fact, with so many things in life, it's those very small, very unglamorous things that we do every day that nobody sees apart from us, especially when you're single. It's those things that get us from point A to point B. But when nobody's looking and nobody's there to cheer us on, as it were, it can feel really hard to keep going. But one really, really essential piece to all of this is to remember your why. Why are you doing things? Why are you doing something? Why do you want to do something? Because when you connect to the reason why you're doing something, when you remember your why, that is the thing that's ultimately going to spur you on. So always remember why you're doing the thing, because that is what will keep you going. When I think about the things that I'm doing in my life at the moment, one thing I'm very clear on is my why. I know exactly why I'm doing the things that I'm doing. And so when they feel hard and when I don't feel like doing them, I remind myself of my why. I just think that's really important. And it's also worth bearing in mind that we're not always going to feel motivated. So when we start doing something, we often feel really motivated to do it initially. But the harsh reality is that we cannot continue to rely on motivation. It's far more about self-discipline, because motivation comes and it goes. So we have to learn how to cultivate self-discipline for ourselves. And again, when we think about the why behind what we're doing, that can sort of really help with being disciplined, I think. So, like I say, I'm thinking about this whole thing mainly in the context of self-improvement in particular, because I've had conversation with coaching clients who wonder why they haven't been able to change the way that they think in a week or even in a month. And I think with any kind of inner work, there, like I mentioned just now, there tends to be this resistance to really giving it time. And whereas we wouldn't expect to go to the gym for 2 weeks and lose 2 stone and completely tone up our entire body, you know that's ridiculous and it's just simply not going to happen. So we don't expect it to happen. And we know that it's going to take some consistent effort over a period of time. And I just think we have to realize that anything worth doing, anything that produces real results, does not happen overnight. It just doesn't. And it pains me when people give up on something like, say, meditation, because, you know, it's just not working. I'm not going to do it anymore. And actually, meditation is a really good example of this. And I totally used to be that person who would try meditation and after 5 minutes just go, fuck this, this is not working. And I would just give up before it had had any chance to work. So I guess what I want to say is that any personal growth work takes time. It can take months to see really significant results. And in the same way that if you get in really good shape by going to the gym every day, if you then just suddenly stop going, you wouldn't expect to maintain your amazing body, would you? And it's the same with internal work. It's something that not only takes time to feel results, but we have to keep doing the things. We have to keep doing the practices regularly in order to keep reaping the benefits. And that is just a fact of life. And actually, I'm going to add one thing here. I know that I can sometimes talk about the same things over and over again, but I really think that that is important, because if you're anything like me, it takes hearing the same thing over and over again before the penny drops. And sometimes, certainly for me, it takes hearing the same thing said in, you know, slightly different ways. Or sometimes I'll listen to a podcast where somebody different says the same thing in a slightly different way, and suddenly I'm like, oh my God, I get it. So, you know, yes, there are certain things that come up over and again in this podcast, but I don't think there's any harm in that. In fact, more than that, I think it's really important to be constantly reminded about these things, because it doesn't, you know, these things don't necessarily sink in after just being told something once. Anyway, going back to the example of meditation, you know, I found meditation to be so impactful in terms of my general mood, my anxiety levels, my reactiveness, my ability to deal with stress, my ability to deal with everyday annoyances. You know, there are so many things that meditation can help with. But I didn't notice any real difference for quite some time. I had to make a commitment that I was just going to do it and stick with it, even when it felt hard. Even when it felt like it wasn't doing anything, I had to choose to have faith in, you know, all the things that I'd read, all the people I'd listened to talking about it, all the podcast episodes about how amazing it is. I had to just choose to have faith in what so many people were saying about it. And I had to carry on doing it many, many, many times where I felt like it was doing absolutely nothing. But of course, it takes your body and your mind time to get the benefits of meditation. And I'm just using meditation as an example. But, you know, over time, you start to notice little changes, and then you start to notice bigger changes. And then you start to want to meditate for longer because it makes you feel good. And, you know, for me now, I absolutely love it. And I know how much it helps me in my life. But even when I feel like I can't be asked to do it, which frequently I feel like I can't be asked to do it, even though I know that it makes me feel good, I make myself. And whilst I don't do it every single day, I do it most days. So again, it comes down to choice. We have a choice to do the things that we know are going to make us feel good and are going to help us in some way. Now, when I look back at my own journey of the last few years, on the one hand, I feel like I've come a really long way. But on the other hand, it has taken time and it has taken work and it's taken daily actions, small daily actions, small changes in the way that I think about things and the way that I do things. And probably more than anything else, it's taken me a considerable amount of time to really cultivate an awareness of where my thoughts are at. And that is key to all of this. Everything begins with awareness. If we're not aware of our own thoughts, if we're not aware of our own misgivings, and we're not aware of the parts of us that need improvement, then it's going to be really freaking hard to change. We have to start from a place of awareness. And awareness of our thoughts is another really good example of something that's really easy to give up on, because it takes practice to become aware of your thoughts on a daily and hourly basis. It bloody takes time. You don't just do it overnight. And, you know, again, from my own experience, it's something that I've been practicing for the past 3 years. And so much so that I've got to a point now where I am automatically constantly thinking about what am I thinking? How am I feeling? Where are my thoughts? And when that sort of negative self-talk comes in, I notice it and I try and shift it in the moment. But this is a really good example of something that's so important for all of us to do if we want to change our lives, want to change our mindset. We've got to become aware of our thoughts. But like anything, changing the way that you think takes time. Of course it does. So if you're trying to change the way that you think, don't give up after 5 minutes. Don't give up after a week. It is a practice. It's something you've got to do over and over again. And, you know, I always say this to people that one of the best things that I do is I have reminders in my phone, constantly in my phone. I'm not kidding you. Every freaking half an hour, 45 minutes, something else pops up on my phone. How am I feeling? What am I thinking? Focus equals feeling, blah, 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 blah. I have like affirmations coming up the whole time to remind me to check in with my thoughts. So yes, but please just know that if you're at a point in your life where you want to make changes or you want to feel better, and you've tried a few things, whether it be meditation or journaling or, you know, awareness of your thoughts or listening to more positive content, changes don't happen overnight. But before you sort of despair, just remember how fast time goes by. You know, a year flies. It's freaking May. And so whilst right here, right now, a year from now might seem like, oh God, such a long way away, it's really not. And I guarantee you, 5 minutes, it's going to be fucking Christmas. Yay. But if you just keep doing tiny little things regularly, then you will see results over time. And if you're feeling frustrated because things aren't working or you're not getting anywhere, just keep going. If you're putting in the work consistently, you will start to notice changes, but it's going to take time. So don't give up so easily. Keep going. Okay, bored of my own voice. I hope that was helpful in some way. Have a fabulous weekend and remember that you are awesome. See you Tuesday. Bye.